Good morning. It is now time for another early morning spotlight. Joining me in the studios right now, I've got Mark Montoya with the Helper Utah's Christmastown Festival Committee. And Mark, it's another year. And what year is this?
The 34th annual.
34th? Are you kidding me?
Yep.
That is absolutely incredible. And Mark, every single year, this festival just grows in popularity. I'm not kidding you. I am starting to see people come from all over, not just the state, but like the surrounding states to watch this parade.
Yeah, I mean, and all the other events, we just had the lights on ceremony on this last Friday. And this lady walked up to me and told me that they're from Texas and they've been coming for the last 3 years. They have family in town and now they've made it part of their holiday tradition.
I love that. It is so great when other people see how incredible Helper is and the fun things that happen there. I always wonder on nights of the light parade, all the people that are just passing through town on the highway, if they ever just kind of swing through Main Street and say, wait, what's going on? We need to stay and watch, because it really is something to see. So let's go ahead and talk about some of the things coming up, because this weekend it's the wrap up. It's it. After this, it's over with till next year.
Yeah, it just sneaks right up on you. And here it is this weekend already. Some people are confused. They think it's next weekend, but it's this weekend, the 1st and 2nd of December.
It is always, if you ever question it, it is always the first full weekend in December. So Friday's the 1st.
Yes.
Which means that the 1st and 2nd, this is the weekend.
This is it.
All right. So you got to make sure to head on over. Now, Mark, a couple of different things happening. We've got events Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, and Wednesday. Wednesday is the Luminary Memorial.
Yeah, Wednesday night at 6:30 p.m., we have the Luminary Memorial Service at the Helper City Cemetery. It's a really great event. People gather, they talk. It's just a sense of community, and it's a time to remember the loved ones that have passed, and people seem to really enjoy it.
Oh, absolutely. And I always get the question, well, I don't have any loved ones buried at the Helper City Cemetery. That doesn't matter.
No, we sell luminaries. It's a fundraiser for our activities that we do. And a lot of people will just buy a luminary and they ask us just to place it on a grave that doesn't have it. And it's in memory of, you know, their loved one, but they're from far away and so they can't get to the service, but they still want to participate.
And, you know, this is such a special time of year. I think that we focus so much on the things that we can do for the loved ones that we have here now, but just to take a minute and remember those that have passed, it really is something special to be there at that Luminary Memorial and just to see how many people come out just to take 5 minutes and just be quiet and just listen and just remember.
Yeah, it's like I said, it's just really awesome to watch the people gather and they're talking, and it's just, you know, the best way I can describe it is just a sense of community where everybody's there to support each other.
Oh, absolutely. Now that brings us to Friday. Now Friday, we've got a lot of things happening. It kicks off with dinner. Everything has to kick off with food, right?
Exactly. Like, you want to go in, get warm before the parade starts, go have some amazing chili, the amazing kielbasa from RNA Market. And Brenda's chili is homemade. It's not out of a can. So if you haven't had the chili, you're missing out. Like, come and experience that.
Oh, for sure. And another thing I want people to remember is the luminary, the chili dinner, all of these things, these are how you guys raise funds for the next year's events.
I try to explain it. We try to keep it as low cost as possible, but we do have to charge for some things because, yes, we have to raise money to continue this effort every year. And you can't do it without money because fireworks cost money. That's our biggest expense.
Oh, absolutely. So Friday, kickoff at 4 p.m. with a chili dinner. And then at 7 o'clock, that is when the first round of the parade kicks off right on Helper's Main Street. So you can go in, get a bowl of chili, and then come out and find a place on Main Street.
Yeah, Friday night is our first night of the parade. It's the night we have our judging of the parade for the different categories and the first, second, and third place. You can win money. People don't realize you can win money. First place is $250. Second place is $200. And third place is $150. So it's a good way to earn a little extra cash if you can get creative with your float.
And what's really important to know is it's free to enter a float.
Yeah, that's the main question we get asked is, how much does it cost to enter a float? It is completely free. And we do not have a deadline. So if you're listening to this right now and you're like, oh, I'm going to build a float. Perfect. It doesn't take much. Just light it up. That's all that matters. You could probably put a float together in one night. I've done it before with other people and helped them. And it really doesn't take a lot. So
it doesn't, because it doesn't matter what it looks like in the daylight.
No, it's the one time aesthetics doesn't matter. Just turn it, just put it in the dark, look at it at night, make sure it looks nice lit up, and that's all that matters. That's what people want to see. They want to see lights just floating down the road.
Yep, that's all that matters. So that brings us to Saturday. Mark, Saturday is jam-packed and makes sense because it's the very last day.
Yeah, we start our morning early in the morning at 8 a.m. with Breakfast with Santa. It's another opportunity for the kids to come give their Christmas wish list to Santa. It seems to be a event that's just growing. It's amazing how many people come, and you can spend some time with Santa, get some breakfast, take pictures. There's no rush, you know, so there's no line. You kind of just mosey on around if you want to eat first and then see Santa or vice versa. Either way, it's just becoming a really fun event. It's a pajama party, so
yeah,
you don't even have to worry about getting dressed. Just roll out of bed in your pajamas and head on down.
That's my favorite part. You don't have to get dressed. It's like, oh, it's early on a Saturday morning. I stayed out late at the light parade. I don't want to get dressed yet. Well, don't do it. Just head on over to the Helper Civic Auditorium, kicking off at 8 o'clock for Breakfast with Santa, and play your cards right, and then you can go back for dinner.
Yeah, and then our dinner again from 4 to 7 p.m. at the Helper Civic Auditorium, and then our second night of that parade.
And then after all that, there's still more.
One more thing, yeah. It's my favorite. It kind of, I watch the fireworks, and it's just like a conclusion of all of our hard work. I have my own little party right there when I'm watching the fireworks. I'm like, ah, it's done.
And this is another year in the books. So make sure to come on down. It's going to be a lot of fun. So many fun things happening. And Saturday, like he mentioned, the fireworks will take place after the parade. And what you can do is you can either stay right on Main Street and we'll have the speakers out. We'll have blasting music on 95.3 The Peak. We'll also be able to, you can also go and sit in your car and warm up and tune your radios to 95.3 The Peak and then watch the fireworks show from there. The music and the fireworks go together, so it's definitely an experience that you don't want to miss.
Yeah, after 34 years, people still don't realize that the fireworks are choreographed to music.
It's crazy.
Last year there was a little mishap, but the fireworks company promised to make it right. And they're actually going to give us extra fireworks this year.
Ooh.
For the same cost, because they felt bad that there was a little mishap. So the music wasn't quite aligned with the fireworks. So they promised to make it right for us this year. So it should be a great show.
It definitely is. It always is a great show. So make sure to come on down. Mark, it's going to be a blast. And what's going to be really cool this year is if we're able to work out all the kinks. Saturday night, Castle Country Radio, the video production, we're going to be there, do a whole video so that everyone can see it. It's going to be a great time. So make sure to come on down. Now, Mark, for all those asking, how do we sign up a float? I want to do it.
Go to our website. It's www.utahschristmastown.com. So Utah with an S, utahschristmastown.com. And the instructions are on there, the parade guidelines. And you can just either bring the application in person or you can email it. And the email is at the bottom of the application. And like I said, we don't turn anyone away, so don't worry about a deadline. If you're worried about that, just put that to a side and just join us for that parade.
And you know what? Also, if you can only make it for Friday night or you can only make it for Saturday night, do it.
Yeah, we don't have strict rules. You know, the only thing like I put an emphasis on is Friday night we do the judging. So if you can't be there Friday night, you can only be there Saturday night. Trust me, the people still enjoy it.
Oh, absolutely. Well, Mark, is there anything else you wanted to mention? I think we hit all the bases, but I'm not sure.
That's just it. Come out and enjoy the fun in Utah's Christmastown.
Absolutely. Again, it wraps up this weekend, so don't miss out on all the fun. You can find all the information that we just talked about, full schedule of events, the flow application, the parade route, all of it on the website, utahschristmastown.com. Again, that has been another Early Morning Spotlight right here on Castle Country Radio Station, so keep it here.